Hello, everyone. Welcome to this week's Blonde Intelligence. We have a special guest straight out of Detroit, Michigan, Mr. AK. Say hello to everyone.
Hello, how y'all doing?
Hi, how are you? So we're going to start with asking you to tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, like I said, I'm from Detroit. I grew up on the east side. I've always loved writing. I've always loved music. And once I decided to actually start making music, that's when my love for words kind of grew even more. And then I'm also a nerd. Like, as you can see, got the anime shirt on. I love anime, especially Dragon Ball Z. Diehard Dragon Ball Z fan. But love video games, too. I'm actually going to school to be a game designer as well. So, yeah, that's about... Yeah, like I said, I love video games, love writing. I'm a nerd.
I know you told me earlier that you started rapping at the age of 13, mm-hmm. and that you got approximately about...
Behind the Scenes magazine presents Behind the Beat Virtual Showcase, featuring indie artists with press from Behind the Scenes media affiliates. Virtual Showcase is Sunday, February 28th, 2021, 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Showcase streams live on blackstream.live. Tickets $3, purchased at behindthescenesmag.com. What does every artist need? Press, 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 and more press. Music reviews, interviews, blog articles, press releases, the Blonde Intelligence video show, the Blonde Intelligence podcast, the Blonde Intelligence blog, Blonde Intelligence music reviews. Available on Pandora, Amazon Music, Apple, YouTube, and more. Social media blasts, build your EPK, expand your fan base, links to your press. For more information, visit blonde-intelligence.com.
Years in the game now. So tell me about your journey, your growth from when you first started to where you are now. And tell me, how do you feel that you have gotten stronger? And what areas of weakness have you identified with, I guess, technology taking over music?
Well, when I first started, the only thing I knew how to do was rhyme, but nothing made sense whatsoever. The words rhymed, everything sounded good. It just didn't make sense. So, okay. Like, I kind of, as time went on, I kind of got more into, when I first started, like, actually getting good at writing raps, I put them into stories instead of just, like, because I could never think of anything to just sit and rap about. So I would just make up some funny stories and make a nice little 3-minute story for it and have it as a song. And that's how I used to do it at first. And then doing that a few times, it kind of grew my skills of actually being able to rap about different stuff, like hopping from topic to topic and stuff like that. And it was difficult, because like when I first started, I quit for a minute because, like I said, it didn't make sense. Like I kind of like lost my inspiration for a minute. But okay. My dad, he was telling me, he was like, I mean, if you want to do it, then you got to actually do it. Don't just half-ass do it. You got to actually do it. And okay. So I just went and did it, and it stuck with me. Actually, I love it now. I'm obsessed with it. I love when I get those spurts where I just go and write, and I don't stop until the song is done. I love it.
Okay, well, one of the things that really, with the single that you sent, one of the things that really stood out to me is the fact that you didn't use auto-tune. Tell me about your decision on that.
With auto-tune, like the studio that I went to, the guy, he asked me if I wanted to use auto-tune, but the way I saw it, if my voice don't sound good, then it just don't sound good. I want to sound as natural as possible, because when I'm out on stage, I can't make my voice be auto-tune. If I'm out performing a song, I want it to actually sound the way it do through your headphones. Like, I don't know.
You can do auto-tune live. But
yeah, but like with a special type of mic, you can't do it out of your throat, though. That's the thing. That's right. What I like the right. The naturalness of it. But don't get me wrong, like auto-tune is cool. Like, I like, there's certain people that can pull it off. I just feel like it's not for me personally.
Okay.
But thank you. I appreciate it. So.
So with you being from Detroit and Detroit being known for music the way it is, I know it's going to be hard for you to answer this, but out of any artist out of Detroit, who has been the most influential, as in entertainment, as in I have to be like this, as I've been a role model for me, and this is the bar for me? What artist from Detroit?
I got to give it to Eminem.
Okay.
Eminem has been my favorite rapper since I knew what rap was. I'm pretty sure the very rap song I heard was an Eminem song.
Okay. So, with you saying that you being a geek, what is your favorite artist, period? And when I say artist, I mean writer, painter, lyricist, vocalist, anything. Anything dealing with creating anything. Hell, it can even be the person that built the most beautifulest car you have ever seen.
When you say like lyricists and everything, that I still throw M in that category. But when you want to talk about like art and everything, like I love anime, like Akira Toriyama, he made Dragon Ball Z, and I love every single different Dragon Ball Z series there is. Like, I can't find a single flaw in any of them. I love them. And
my best friend, her son is around your age, and I remember he had to be maybe around 5 or 6 years old. He just used to love some Dragon Ball Z, and I used to just think he was out of his mind.
Love it. Dragon Ball Z is the best.
Okay. So tell me about some of your performances. Where have you performed at before? And with you being from Detroit, I know there's lots and lots of opportunities to perform. So tell me what you had going on there.
I've actually only performed twice. The first time I performed, I was 18, and I was in a competition. It was a coast-to-coast competition. They came to Detroit, and they were at the shelter down in downtown, and they had a little...
Made you pay to perform.
Mm-hmm. Yep, sure did. But I was with it. It was my first time.
I'm going to ask you a question about that. So you went and performed there. And I know that they have you judged by like different guest judges that's in the industry, and they have like media people there. After the experience, what happens then?
Well, for me, once I got there, I kind of saw that crowd wasn't the type of song that I was gonna do wasn't for that crowd. The kind of song that I did. The main song that I had at the time, it was more of a just talking about me, like how I came up kind of song. It wasn't the type to have like a crowd jumping type of song. So I took it as a learning experience to see how I feel to be out there and everything. So when I go and do it again, I don't have the same jitters that I had.
But I know I managed the artist at one time that was going to perform there, and we were going over song selection. And that was one of the things that I was telling him. Yeah, that's a good song, but you're performing at a club.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the things that some, I'm going to say, young artists don't think about. They think about the feeling that they had when they made the song, but not taking into account who you finna perform the song for. Mm-hmm. So did you have that discussion with your management before you did that?
I actually didn't have any management. I was kind of riding in solo. It was me, the girl that I was with at the time, and her brother's girlfriend. We all went together. My mom came, but my part in the competition was so late in the night, she had to go to work the next morning. So it was just us there. I didn't really have nobody. And I just had it in my head, like, I really liked that song. I didn't take into consideration the crowd at all. I took into consideration
Hi, this is Marlette with Classic Glam by Marlette, where classic never goes out of style. We're based here in Pine Bluff, Arkansas, but you can reach us on our website at classicglamgirl.com or Facebook and Instagram at Classic Glam by Marlette.
Behind the Scenes magazine presents Behind the Beat Virtual Showcase, featuring indie artists with press from Behind the Scenes media affiliates. Virtual Showcase is Sunday, February 28th, 2021, 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Showcase streams live on blackstream.live. Tickets $3, purchased at behindthescenesmag.com.
Consideration more of the judges, because I wanted them to hear the lyrics and everything and the flow and didn't think the crowd was just kind of going to be standing around listening to it. So it's going to look like they don't really rock.
Well, another thing, this is just me giving you some little cheater pointers. Don't tell people that you don't have management. Even if you had to have your girlfriend pose as your management, because you want to appear professional at all times. But the next time you perform, even when you're submitting to perform, you have to think about the crowd. So say, for instance, you have a song that you just really love and it's full of curse words and all this kind of stuff, but you didn't submit to perform at a all-age event, family-friendly festival in the park. Is that really going to work?
Right.
Yeah. So those are some things that you really have to think about. Presentation. I mean, I have seen a lot of artists, which is okay if you're a bigger artist, but if you're not and people don't know who you are, you probably need more than yourself and a microphone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so. I can agree with that. I wish I would have known that back then for sure. The second time I went and performed, it was a lot better than that. I performed a much better song. I actually had the crowd into it. It was a much better atmosphere. It felt better.
Okay, so you told me that it was a learning experience between the first and the second. So what did you do differently when you went to perform the second performance than you did from the first performance? And what advice would you give to a new artist that was in your position?
For starters, what I did different was have a more upbeat and hype song to actually move to and jump to. And I went, and the way the crowd was, like, I kind of took my microphone and kind of got down in between the crowd and everything. So I had them, like, I was jumping with them. So that made it even more hype. So, like, that was kind of like the difference I took from it. Cause, like, I mean, I couldn't do that the first time I went to go perform, but, like, I feel like my first performance, I didn't even move around like that at all. I was kind of really stationary and blinded by the lights that was in front of me. So I had to do that.
So you decided to get more, you had to do things to get more crowd participation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, because if you lose the crowd, then you're going to get tomatoes thrown at you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and my friend, he noticed that day. Yeah.
Okay. So tell me, with COVID, how has that affected you? Physically?
Not too much, honestly. Like, I go work, I make my money, I go to the studio when I can. It's like, I'm honestly ready for it to be over with. I'm tired of it.
Are you doing your part?
Oh, yes, of course. My job, I take temperatures outside of a crisis plant. That's my job.
So tell me this. When you go to, let's say, the gas station or anything like that, and you go in and it's somebody there that just won't put their mask on when they go into the store, and the people at the store is not enforcing it, how do you feel about that?
I mean, that's on them. If they want to put themselves at risk like that, that's on them. I got my mask on, though. I'm cool. I know they can spread their germs back and forth from each other, but I know it ain't going to come this way. I'm good. Y'all stay that way.
Okay, but what if they want to talk to you?
And see, that you got to keep that 6 feet, too. You want, especially if you ain't got no mask. You might have to go 12, honestly. If you ain't got no mask, you might have to back up a little bit more.
So, with predictions being that there's going to be a second wave, what do you think that it's going to do to music this time around? Because the first time around, what was March, April, May, people like really went hard with releasing music, trying to get videos out. It was like it was a surge in music. Okay, now it's going to be flu season. And they said it's going to be a second wave of COVID. What do you think this second wave is going to do to music this time? Because, I mean, when I say people got creative, they got creative. So, what do you think will happen?
I feel like you said, people get, they're going to get creative. I feel like a lot of people going to make more studios in their own home to go to so they don't have to go use other people's and stuff like that. And then, but that's also going to halt a lot of people's money because they're not going to be taking those people that come to get the studio time. So that's, I feel like it's going to have its ups and downs. I feel like it's going to build some people up and it's going to kind of pause some people. It's going to have its effects.
So tell me, what do you think that a common mistake is for new artists entering into the music industry?
Common mistake? Let's see. Got to go through the list that I made. I say.
Tell me about this list that you made. don't give me the common mistake. Just tell me the list that you made because I have never heard that before.
Man, like when I first started, like all I really wanted to do was just rap. Like I didn't think about the other aspects of it, like promoting yourself and actually getting it out there. Like I'd record a song and then I'd share it on Facebook for a day or two and then be done with it and not think nothing else about it.
Wait a minute. So what about your distribution and your virtual incomes and registering with your PRO and with Sound Exchange and Harry Fox and all those things?
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't, honestly.
That's so how did me. How did you get to, don't tell nobody, how did you get to the point of submitting through Share to Pros? What was your expectation of that? Because I had somebody to send me some music and I said, okay, I said, well, you know, I only take submissions for that through Share the Pros. And he was like, oh, you mean where I have to pay money to have somebody listen to my music? Well, I feel like the music should speak for itself. And I wrote a blog a few weeks ago. And one of the things that I put in there is that in the year of 2014, Spotify had 2 billion new artists to enter into the scene. So I'm not sure why he felt like nobody else's time was important just to listen to that one song. So what made you want to submit to Share to Pros? Because some artists don't want to put a dime into anything that they do other than making the song.
See, I can understand that to an extent, but I was thinking more. I was trying to broaden my horizon of thinking and try to actually branch out because I always had the problem of promoting myself and getting myself out there. So I figured me doing this is getting myself towards people that actually got a good opinion behind them and can listen to me and let me know some good feedback here and there. So like, I was just...
So how many times have you used the service?
I did it... Well, this is my first time, but like when I did it 5 different services.
Okay. So what was your experience? What do you think about it? That's the question I'm asking because he didn't
want to
do it, and I'm like,
yeah, I don't understand why he didn't want to do it. It's cool, like it's you want to promote yourself, and that's just basically you. Even though it wasn't even expensive though, so like I don't understand what he was mad about. Like it's not like they was asking for $100 for you to send a song out, but it's just the way to get yourself out there. Like I don't understand what was up with him, but
okay. With but me, what was your expectation?
My expectations, I honestly, because like when I read it, it had said that if you don't get a response, you get your credits refunded, and I thought that I wasn't gonna get a response at all. Like I thought they wasn't nobody gonna listen to it, they wasn't gonna pay no attention to it, they was just gonna give it back to me, and I was gonna try to put it somewhere else. But I ended up actually getting responses back, and like the first two honestly kind of made me laugh, because like the first guy,
what was the first two?
I can't think of what the actual like names for the things were, but the feedback they gave me, the first person, they gave me a 2 out of 5 in all their categories. And the second person said that the song wasn't, I didn't sound clear and it wasn't understandable, and I wouldn't get any airplay in this country or any other. And I thought that was pretty funny. Yeah. Yeah, I thought that was pretty funny. I was like, dang, that's like, that's...
What does every artist need? Press, 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 and more press. Music reviews, interviews, blog articles, press releases. The Blonde Intelligence video show. The Blonde Intelligence podcast. The Blonde Intelligence blog. Blonde Intelligence music reviews. Available on Pandora, Amazon Music, Apple, YouTube, and more. Social media blasts. Build your EPK. Expand your fan base. Links to your press. For more information, visit blonde-intelligence.com.
Y'all trying to cut deep, but it's not going to do it for me. Because I like the song. I thought the song was pretty good. So that,
well,
that
of course, you're going to like the song. It's your song.
Yeah, but see, at the same time, I've had songs that I made that I didn't really care for that much, though. But like that's something like that is catchy to me. Like it gets stuck in my head, too. I love it. But yeah, it was pretty funny with those two. Yours was the first good response, and then I got another one after that. It was just I think it said this was a good melody or something like that. I can't remember fully. But yours stuck out the most to me. I loved it. Talk about the auto. Love that, because I could not do the auto-tune. I couldn't. It wasn't for me.
Well, when I listen to music, I listen to several different things. And I know when I used to manage an artist, I had submitted, some of these people was, I submitted a song and he was like, he needs to work on the flow. And I was like, I can't nobody hear better than me. I am going to give you a real critique. I was like, this doesn't even make sense at all. Work on the flow. Okay, right on beat with everything. I'm like, okay. They must have had a lot of reviews to do that day. And I wasn't even being biased, because I will be the first one to tell you if you need to work on something. And I have had to. I had a review. This guy sent in a song and he said, I'm doing the best that I can right now. So tell me what you think. And it was nowhere near ready for anybody to listen to at all. And I was like, well, I listen. I said, the first thing that I would say is, if you're going to present yourself as a professional, then you need to put forth professional work. Because, again, my whole point is Spotify had 2 billion new artists in the year 2014 alone. We in 2020 now. So don't come and send some stuff talking about, some really rough stuff talking about, I'm doing the best that I can. It's so cutthroat. You got to work for the best.
Yeah, you got. If you gonna come, you gotta come. For real, you gotta come with it.
Yep. So tell everybody about your latest single and where they can find it at.
Well, you found it on my SoundCloud. It's AK-1OPTION option. And that should be the first one once you go on my page. I heard.
Hi, this is Marlette with Classic Glam by Marlette, where a classic never goes out of style. We're based here in Pine Bluff, Arkansas, but you can reach us on our website at classicglamgirl.com or Facebook and Instagram at Classic Glam by Marlette.
I heard 24K Golden's mood and like the beat, it got stuck in my head. Like the first time I heard it, I was driving to work and it was on the radio. And it was just playing in my head the whole day while I was at work. So I started writing to it. And once I started, I didn't stop until the song was done. And I finished it with, like, I say, about 20 minutes. And I loved it. I was obsessed with it. And, like, the way it is that when I'm at work, like, I'm able to record myself, like, on my tablet to, like, hear myself before I go and actually record. So, like, I was doing that. And I heard it and I fell in love with the song instantly, and I had to go and do it. Like, I went and did it within like a couple of days after I wrote. I like it because it's like I changed the chorus up from the way he did his and kind of had a different atmosphere of it and like different like vibe of it, but I feel like it's a pretty good vibe to like bounce to and everything.
Okay. What's your social media handle?
My Twitter is AK_B_the_name.
And oh, one other thing that I wanted to ask you about. We talked earlier and you were saying that how you got your stage name. So tell everybody how you got your stage name.
Oh, my first two initials. AK.
Yeah, we don't want to have any, you know, anybody thinking of anything bad.
Oh yeah, a lot of people think it's because of the gun, but nah, that's me. It's all me. AK.
Okay. Is there
even
anything?
Had to get it tatted.
Okay. Is there any other social media handles that you have? Is it everything AK or what is it?
Yeah, everything is that. Everything is okay. AK_B_the_name.
Okay. We're gonna talk. Is there anything else that you want anybody to know about you?
Like I said, I'm just a big nerd that loves making music. And you're either going to hear my music or you're going to be playing my video games one day.
Okay, nerd, I need you to get a pencil and paper. And while you're getting some pencil and paper, I thank everybody for being here today. And we're going to have some places for you to check out Mr. AK as soon as I get through talking to him. Bye.
Advertise with Blonde Intelligence, where our listeners experience exquisite cranial repertoire. Blonde Intelligence is a new podcast and video channel featuring entertainment, musical artists, producers, entrepreneurs, as well as discussions on social topics, making the Blonde Intelligence platform suitable for a wide variety of product ad types. Video, Instagram TV, YouTube, and links shared to all Blonde Intelligence social media pages and select group networking platforms. This creates a collective base of over 50,000 potential sets of eyes on your product or service. Each sponsored ad will feature on both the podcast and video platforms. Sponsors have the choice of either a voice ad or audio-video ad, with three options for placements. Create a win-win business partnership by advertising with Blonde Intelligence.